According to eyewitness reports, Iranian police Monday attacked hundreds of demonstrators attending an opposition rally in a Tehran square with tear gas. Demonstrators had gathered on Haftatir Square despite the warning from Iran's Revolutionary Guards against holding unapproved rallies. Earlier, defeated presidential candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi urged his supporters to continue demonstrating, but with restraint. "The country belongs to you," Mr. Mousavi told supporters on his website Kelam, adding that it is your right to protest lies and fraud, in reference to disputed election results which gave a landslide victory to incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Iran's Revolutionary Guards, however, vowed to crush further protest rallies, telling opposition supporters to be ready for a revolutionary confrontation if they continue to demonstrate. Iran analyst Mirdad Khansari with the London-based Center for Arab and Iranian Studies says that government tactics to quell demonstrations are having limited results.
The authorities are succeeding in trying to prevent a mass congregation in one place, which means that they are stopping people coming to a central location or a central point from various avenues, but they have not succeeded in preventing people from coming out. So instead, they are trying to control the crowd arriving at that central point from a number of other streets and locations. So this tactic has been successful in preventing huge numbers from gathering in one place, but this does not mean that the demonstrations have fizzled out or that people have lost their enthusiasm.
He also notes that there are similarities between the period leading up to the 1979 Islamic Revolution and events of today.
There are similarities in appearance, but what separates the two is that the government at that time did not have the resolve to want to quell the rebellion at any price, and the Shah was seeking to make compromises with the opposition. This time, the regime is bent on quashing the rebellion, and they do not want to make any compromises whatsoever. And finally, while the revolution was aimed at opposing forces of modernity in favor of traditional religious values, this time you see forces of modernity challenging conservative religious forces.
Iranian state radio reported earlier that at least 457 people were arrested Saturday, a day marked by clashes between security forces and demonstrators that resulted in the deaths of at least 10 people. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.